Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. And visit reallifesci-fi.show for all of our links. If you have a topic or guest, email us at wadeandwillie@gmail.com. And let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF back for his second appearance. It's our biggest Patreon fan, Mob King.
G'day. How's it going, cunt?
Good day. Okay. What's shit. Up? Just overloaded. Wait, don't you have to? Oh, no. You only have to do the island stuff when you reference them. I'm sorry. That just flashed back into my head. I totally forgot about it. I was so impressed by it. So what's new? What's going on? You're in New Zealand.
I'm in New Zealand still. It's 2 p.m. here on Wednesday, so reporting in for the future. Everything's cool. Yeah.
You can make a killing on the stock market, it seems.
19 hours ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever flown to America? How long does it take?
It takes a long time, and you cross the international dateline, so you arrive before you took off kind of thing. And then when you come back, it takes an extra day, and so you lose a whole day kind of thing.
God, that's so fucked up. That's so fucked up, you guys. Have you been to America?
Yeah, I have. In fact, they changed that international dateline thing, right? Instead of like losing a date, I heard recently you lose 6 weeks or 7 weeks when you get thrown in custody just for going through it at an American airport, right, guys?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Get him. Yeah. Get him.
Yeah.
Where did you go, though? Probably New York.
First time I went to Seattle, Tacoma. I went to New York City for a week, and then recently last year I went to LA, but mostly like around the Western Hills for about a few days. Yeah.
So just
those coastal elite cities, guys. I mean, you know, the coastal elite shit, right?
I mean, outside of Colorado, you're not missing much. Did you like New York or LA more? And you're not going to offend us because it's very subjective.
I like visiting New York. I got the sense of both when I was there. When I was in LA, like I maxed out my credit card. We had this big obnoxious car and we just fucking drove everywhere and just got blazed every day. And just, it was very like hedonistic credit card American lifestyle. And when we were in New York, we had subway cards and we rode city bikes and we did everything very New York style. But I thought it was kind of tired and old. Like everything's like orange linoleum and concrete and really like just
what in the subways, you mean?
Just in general, New York City is built a long time ago, and I'm used to booming Asian, you know, metropolises like Tokyo and Hong Kong and stuff.
Crazy. What was dirtier, New York? I know that it depends on where you were, but what was dirtier, New York or LA?
Both their own kind of dirty, like kind of hazy dirty in LA. I don't know. Like, we just didn't get out of our car. The whole city's a fucking car park when we're there. Like, just
It's funny because LA does not clean up. We got street cleaners, but they don't care how clean the streets or sidewalks are. It's just like, no, we did the job. We did it. Okay, next day.
But like, you're not walking there. Why would you be walking on the street? You're in your car, right? If you're outside your car, you're a loser. If you're on the bus and shit, right? So, I don't know. That's what I felt like. That's what I felt like. Like, so many cars and like single occupancy vehicles as well. Like nobody carpooling, and we were in the carpooling lane and we'd fucking hooned it. We'd went so fast all over the city and just looking at people going, why don't you have another person in your car like me? You know,
I'll tell you why, because none of us have real jobs. So there's nothing to carpool to. What am I going to carpool to, like an audition? I'm not going to tell anyone else about this audition I got.
Try to carpool when I worked set dressing and my neighbor worked on the same show as me. And it just didn't work out. Sometimes you get released at different times. He was cool being late every day. Like, I'm not.
Also, when it comes to walking, you just got to be in the right neighborhoods. The east side is the best.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the rhyme says.
It's spread out.
When you're visiting here, it's impossible. You just got to be in a car.
Yeah.
But it's nice. I like it here. Would you prefer to live anywhere other than... Where are you? Where are you? What's the town?
I'm in a tiny town, and it's let's say Wellington, the capital city, Wellington. It's at the very bottom of the North Island.
The very bottom of the North Island.
Yeah.
Okay. There's two islands.
There's a North Island and a South Island. One is the fish of Maui, Te Ika Maui, and the other is the canoe of Maui, Te Waipounamu. And he fished up the fish with his canoe. And so we're right at the bottom. It's called, we're at the mouth of the fish of Maui.
Is there a reef down Wellington. There?
Probably. There's lots of stuff. But like, I've lived in
I just wanted really to big, say like, Reef Wellington would be a great nickname.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. There was a reef. There's like a ferry and like it crashed on the reef and hundreds of people died. It's like a local catastrophe. Eh?
Yeah. And then Gordon Ramsay showed up reef. And was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's fucking raw, right, guys? He's got a new show. Are you guys excited about his new show where he is undercover or something?
Yeah, I saw a clip and he was like, I've got diarrhea, and he left and came back as him.
Here's the thing. I don't want to go too far down the Gordon Ramsay rabbit hole, but he's like 6'4". And like he's so spottable that like you would have to be an absolute moron. A camera crew comes in and there's like a 6'4" foot, like 70-year-old woman. Like, okay.
Yeah, dude, I know.
I've got diarrhea. Anyway, I'm kind of off the Gordon Ramsay thing. Like he's made too many sinkers. I don't trust him anymore.
I love watching all the clips from his shows still, but I really don't like the sound. It's like the sound effect they use when something's going bad. It's like in every fucking clip.
Yeah, yeah. It's a violin or a saw or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's like it almost sounds like metal scraping or something.
Yeah. I'm over Gordon and I'm over Jamie as well. I reckon let those guys go and get to the next generation. You know, just I want to see what the kids are eating, you know.
Yeah. Well, they're all on TikTok.
Show me air fryer technology, you know, and griddles and shit. Yeah.
Riddles,
griddles. Do you call them griddles? Oh, griddles. It's like a hot plate. Like I don't know. It's real American. Yeah.
No, I think we call them griddle. Do you smash them like a panini press kind of deal?
Yes, it's like that, but it's like a fucking tank as well. Boom, and you can just do a whole chicken breast in like 3 minutes, and it's like seared.
Oh, like a pressure cooker?
No, it's like two griddle plates.
It's like the Foreman grill,
like the George Foreman grill.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Did you guys not have the George Foreman?
No, like I don't know.
Do you even know who George Foreman is?
Yeah, he's a boxer and stuff. Everyone's got an oven. A lot of people have gas stovetops and stuff. But air fryers are popular now. People have toasted cheese sandwich makers, which I don't know if you have toasted or toasty pies, and you make toasted cheese sandwiches in them. I think you call them just grilled cheese sandwiches.
Grilled cheese. Yeah.
But they're these little, yeah, they're fucking weird, to be honest, that they have specialist things for making those. Yeah.
I don't know who has a kitchen the size that they could just like have all of this fucking bullshit that you can just make it on your own, right?
On the pan.
All right. Well, let's do the wow scale.
Wow scale.
The wow scale stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a scoring rule between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. You ready to be Wade on the wow scale?
Okay, I'm ready. Yeah.
Okay, good. First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Like, I don't know about the last 300 years. It's very human-centric and stuff. So, like, yeah, why not? But, I mean, like, they didn't go to the White House and see George Washington and shit, or George Bush or anyone like that. It's like,
well, yeah, it's an American question. Do you think they were here before?
It's like within recorded history, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Like, I mean, but it could have been like 5,000 years ago. Like, more, I reckon it's more likely than 500 years ago. Yeah.
Do you think that they Prometheus'd us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Have you seen Prometheus? It's just
twice or three times, you know, like in complicated ways. Like we went to Mars and Mars did a couple of Prometheuses and the third one took and blah, 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 blah.
Okay. Yeah, it was a whole deal.
Yeah.
Okay, second question, ghosts.
The energy stuff.
You think it's energy, not ghosts, not spirits?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, energy frequencies or something. Yeah.
Okay. Bigfoot.
Yes.
I found out my mom believes in Bigfoot more than aliens.
What size shoe did your dad wear?
What size shoe?
He's leaving tracks around the campsite.
Oh, Jesus Christ. was 9/11 an inside job? This is so American.
No, it's a good one. It's a good one. 9/11 an inside job. Like, fuck yeah, blood is on Cheney's hands. Blood everywhere.
All right. And final question.
And Rumsfeld, sorry.
The multiverse, do you think that it exists, or do you think that we could travel in between it?
No, I think I still think it's bullshit, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I love everything, every all at once and stuff. I hate like Marvel comic universe stuff and
sure.
This hack, like Dan Harmon, like Ricky Morty or some shit about multiverses. Like, just get out of here, you know?
I know.
What do you think, just to tie up multiverse in the realm of quantum computing, jumping to possibly other realms?
You see, that makes a lot more sense. But the whole, like, there's a universe and everything's the same, except we're all ducks. And I happen to have a duck that has a mother called Barbara, just like I do now, you know, like how everything's just like, that's just,
That's a good way to define.
It's a lot of lessons.
You don't believe in. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every okay.
Version is available. Yeah.
So you're like you're either a 3 or like a 2.5. So somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
How's that feel? Excited?
I feel squanchy. Yep.
Feels good. Okay. Okay. Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, The Osiris Shaft, a series of underground chambers unearthed in the 90s and kind of hidden from everyone. It's a fascinating archaeological site that has intrigued researchers and adventurers alike. Join us as we uncover the mysteries surrounding the ancient structure and explore some of the theories that have emerged about its purpose. From ancient Egyptian mythology to modern explorations, let's embark on a journey to unravel the secrets hidden within the depths of the Osiris Shaft. And Wade said it best. I don't ever think of shaft as a phallic when I hear that word, but it's pretty funny.
You don't?
No.
It's the inverse. It's very vulvic, if anything, right? It's a cavity.
Well, the Osiris Shaft, yeah, is a cavity. But when I hear Shaft, I think because of the movie Shaft, it didn't pick up for me.
So this is like, how is this not a cave?
Because it was carved out, and there are multiple levels and multiple rooms.
It's real. That's all real.
There's like a very simple picture diagram thing, right? Just to be able to visualize it. It's like channels below, so it was like that kind of thing, you know.
So I'm sharing my screen right now. That I know it's in a different language, but it comes down. I don't remember the numbers. I think this first one is like, I don't want to get it wrong. There's a big chamber that opens up, right? And then it drops down 30 meters, which is like 90 feet. Oh, the whole thing is 30 meters. Here we go. Look at this one.
How big is a meter? Are you guys metric over there?
Yeah, we're metric.
The whole world's 3 feet.
Yeah.
So it's about 90 feet, this thing.
So it's like a football field?
No, that's 300
feet. Oh, that's yards. Shit. I'm such an idiot. Isn't England not one of the Western countries is not metric, right? Outside of America?
I wouldn't know. I thought they were all.
No, there's stuff going on. Like if you talk about weight, some of them still say stone. 13 stone, 9 stone, yeah, kind of thing. In England, or like penis length, or just bizarre things like that. They would say inches or different units. But by and large, it's mostly metric. But yeah, there's still a few, like I said, obscure measurements that are still different.
Yeah, like one of the countries does miles or something. And it's like, what? What? You're on metric otherwise. Oh.
Yeah, sure. But when I watch the cricket, they do miles per hour in terms of speed. But I'm sure that they already.
Oh, weird.
I don't know. I think that they do kilometers on the street. I haven't driven in England. I've been, but I haven't driven there. So I wasn't paying attention. Yeah.
I could be totally wrong. I just know it's confusing and I'm always confused. So are these the main three pyramids?
Yeah, these are the three. Yeah. So this is the Khufu pyramid. This is the dad. This is Khafre. This is his son. This used to be the Great Pyramid. It used to be called the Great Pyramid. Now this Khufu's pyramid is the Great Pyramid. It is bigger, but Khafre is
also the Sphinx.
Connected to the Sphinx.
The Sphinx is massive too.
This one is all on bedrock that was carved out underneath it. I do believe that these are lined up to Orion's belt. So this thing.
Before you continue, wait, we talked real briefly. I don't think we ever did an episode on it, but there was that discovery where they're like, oh shit, like below the pyramids, there's just like giant fucking cylinders or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this has to be a part of that, right?
I mean, here's the thing. The people that did that scan, it was called a SAR scan. So what somebody said was like, hey, you did the scan of the pyramid underneath the pyramids. And everyone's like, nah, that's bullshit. You know, science is going like, well, we don't know what it is. And they're like, well, hey, why don't you scan this Osiris shaft? Because you know what that looks like. So they did do a scan and they could map out these rooms pretty accurately.
Like we have the drone technology just to be able to send a little robot down there. You know, it's criminal that we don't.
Yeah.
What are we looking at? I mean, people have been down there, right? Or like, how do we know any of this?
Yes, they have. So since they know what these rooms look like, they wanted to do a scan to see how accurate the scan was.
Yeah.
To say how accurate the other scan was. And it's like,
sure,
it's pretty fucking accurate. So it's crazy. And what's also even crazier about this. So see, here's this first opening chamber and there's no stairs or ladders or anything. This little shaft goes down the big room. Longer shaft, and this one has, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 7 rooms, and then there's a deeper shaft, and this one there was a sarcophagus right here in the middle. All of this is underwater right now. It looks like this was built to have the water at this level. But time out real quick, this Osiris shaft, it actually goes more than twice as deep. The SAR scan shows that it's way deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's all underwater, so they can't.
They try to pump it, and they just couldn't finish. Like, they barely, moved the dial, which suggests that there's vast volumes of water down there, you know, because they pumped and pumped and pumped and pumped and pumped. When they first set up there, it was used by kids as a diving pool and a diving hole. So they knew the first bit, there's this big, long, you know, it was known locally as like an interesting place, you know.
Here's a crazy thing, too. So Herodotus is some ancient Greek dude. He was a Greek historian. His nickname was the father of history. The original historian.
Yeah, yeah.
And he went to Egypt. He went there like 450 BC. He described this Osiris shaft and people think, and he had a description that it was the resting place of Osiris, which is like a god, was surrounded by a little lake with some pillars around it, even though it's not a lake. So people are saying, oh, he was probably talking about this. He also described this underground labyrinth that exceeded the wonder of the pyramids with like a thousand or thousands of rooms underground.
Yeah.
Some people think that this labyrinth might be all underneath this whole pyramid complex, and it's so deep that picture that scan, the SAR scan they did on the pyramid, it's like I think it goes like half a mile down or something crazy. I don't remember, really deep. And if there was this labyrinth under there and he saw it, like, it's weird because the water table fucks it all up. It would all be underwater even now.
Well, I guess that's what I was thinking about, like what's beneath the sand. Is it rock down there that would not allow?
But yeah, exactly. Like, it didn't used to be fucking sand even 2000 years ago, let alone 5000 years ago. It was lush jungle. It's Mediterranean, you know. It was beautiful. Yeah. Wonderful, rich soil with the Euphrates and the cradles of civilization are there. So it's only like the desertification of it is quite a recent phenomenon in terms of the history of the thing, you know?
Yeah. And this is a weird side tangent, but have you guys watched anything about the mysteries of Oak Island? We ended up getting there from learning about Shakespeare, but there's this island that's got this treasure buried in it. And they know that whoever built this treasure, and this isn't ancient, but it's old, really knew. They were these masons that knew how to, because they think it was the Rosicrucians, to move water. And so like, you can't find the treasure unless you move all the water out. And I don't know if you could do that with a water table, but I'm going like, if there is this huge underground labyrinth that Herodotus was in, how was the water not there? That's what baffles me.
Well, we're talking long enough where if there wasn't water at the time, just like erosion could put water in there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
From whatever, just I just went to a cave, so I know a lot about this now.
Did you go to Jewel Cave?
We did. We went to Jewel Cave.
Yeah, I've been there. It's pretty close.
It's all right. We didn't go all the way down. We went on the old person tour where you just go into one room and see some of the stuff. But what are they thinking? Is it like, do they think that people live down there? Like it was an underground society?
It's interesting
that's the writer's prompt for you, man. Like, what do you reckon? Like, basically, there might have been ancient water technology, like canals and dams, and you know the river floods and fucking kills everybody. But it also makes all the awesome crops and stuff. And there's like this weird balance. That's why they have gods. And it's like, oh, that's unfair. They did this to us. But the civilization that harnesses that water, surely they had, you know, well, all of these stones and great, you know, artifices. Maybe the water helped build that. Maybe there were underground water subways or something like this, you know?
Yeah. It's all interesting because in these chambers, there are granite sarcophagi and they're huge and they would barely fit. I don't think that you could wedge them in to get them all where they are. I only say all this because Herodotus also talked about a secret entrance into the pyramid underground. And I don't think people even 100% agree that this thing does have a tunnel to the pyramid, but I believe that it does. And I think that I've seen that, but I don't think it's either common knowledge or everyone agrees on that. So that's weird.
Yeah. The pyramids are weird as shit. Like we don't even understand the above ground stuff, right? Like,
yeah,
like the tunnels and stuff. We don't know. I do think, sorry, just to, while we're on the water thing, like, because Willie's whole deal is that they did have like rivers and shit and like they were using them for electricity and everything. I just wonder, you know, if that's a part of it, like if these thousands of rooms or whatever are some kind of like turbines or something.
This is like a tiny part of like this massive network. Have you played Terraria or like those? Yeah. Think of a video game where like there's like water and it goes down and like it lifts it up, and as the water rises up, it pushes things up. Like water is fucking powerful, you know. And so if they have a way to like just make the water a bit higher, it can lift the water level at the other side. It can lift massive rocks. And so imagine a whole network of that where you're just like turning on and turning off stops, like a pipe organ or something like that, and you're shunting these massive stones around and building the pyramids. Maybe it's like the basic start of that, you know.
I watched somebody talk about how when they saw this design of the pyramid, they're like, oh, this looks like this certain type of power generator. And they're like, if this was when he made his version of it, the water would get pushed up to this and it would pump and come up here, and then in this chamber underneath the pyramid, the ceiling has got a lot of water damage in it that looks like, oh, this could have been somehow powered by water, and it matched everything that he thought. It's pretty interesting. So yeah, if these are all connected, this labyrinth, maybe the water was emptied, but it's actually supposed to have the water in it all the time. Or yeah, I like the idea of, yeah, turning off certain chambers. Oh, you want to move this rock up here? Well, we'll just flood this and float it up and put it up here. And then, so, I mean, it could even be a way that some people think it could be a way that they built the pyramids, moving the rocks in.
Yeah, but where are the rocks from that built the pyramids?
They're like either 100 or 500 miles away. They're pretty far. The quarry is that's why they're like, oh, they put them on boats. And
according to this theory, they like diverted the river in some way that put them down into a tunnel and then just like threw the rocks in there and.
Yeah, that's one idea. I know that that those tunnels aren't big enough for a lot of the rocks, but you know, maybe this chamber just they put the rock over in another spot, and then the water pushed it up from somewhere else. Didn't have to go through the tunnel.
Well, you keep saying that. How big are the tunnels? And how big are the stones? Because I don't even know that. Are they big? I always pictured them like, I don't know, 4 feet.
But I'm just spitballing here. You know, maybe they were transport tunnels, you know, and you just hold your breath and you.
Yeah, like it's like one of the tubes in a future movie or whatever, like the pneumatic tubes, only with water.
Yeah, exactly. With people. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, what are
people
fun life
with gills who were Atlantean? I don't know.
I'm just okay. All right.
Yeah, I've been watching the Duncan Trussell one. Prepopolis. Yeah.
Oh, do they do that on that? I've never seen it.
Well, whatever. It's like ancient Rick and Morty, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know most of the stones weighed about 2.5 tons. So was that 5,000 pounds?
Yeah. So
that's totally 2 squared kind of thing. Yeah.
The dimensions of the blocks on the lower are larger. The dimensions are generally between 3 and 10 feet. 10 feet block.
Yeah, yeah, and you're 6 foot 2, whatever.
Yeah, convert it to meters. We have a foreign guest here.
I can do 6 foot. I can do 6 foot.
When it comes to the pyramids, it's always crazy because like people have their specific knowledge and they get mad when you say things outside of that. But they're, you know, some of those granite stones are like 80 tons blocks of stones. So like, you know, how are you going to float that with water? But maybe use the pressure. I don't know. But just saying.
No, but that's the thing. Like water is the strongest thing ever. Yeah. It's so strong. Like, but like we can imagine like the force and the power of like water just smashing and just carrying stuff. Like the Three Gorges Dam in China, they say like that can shudder and create Richter, you know, movements on that felt, you know, that shakes the earth because it's such a massive artificial collection of water, you know.
Crazy.
Well, does this help you, Willie? Like in your theories, like does it help or hurt you, do you think? Do you think it's water?
I love how confusing it is because my biggest thing is I just want them to say, hey, we're not right about something. That's it. So this second level the Osiris shaft has got all these chambers in it. So somebody had this good point where it's like, well, if these rooms were meant to actually be sarcophagi, like they're not really positioned in the room properly for it to belong in the room. A lot of them are, there's only a couple in here and this is like a moved lid.
And it's as big as the room.
Yeah. So these
rooms are only like what, 10 by 10 or something?
That sounds right. I'm going to say, yeah.
And, yeah. Whatever.
Like a couple of these are just blocking the room. I believe
maybe
it's
are they empty?
Chamber F.
Do we know?
They were what empty. If, and as soon as they
yeah,
found
they
them, could,
it's
like,
storage.
Oh,
it's storage.
They
They're
got
like,
raided. Tomb Raider.
They could have been raided at any time in the last 1,000 years.
No, it's storage. They're like, build us another sarcophagus. We're going to put it in the sarcophagus storage room.
But Chamber F has got a bunch of
level 2
human bones on the ground in this one. So it's like, it's funny that like,
yeah, sure.
I don't think they, well, whatever. It's just funny that like, yeah, we fucking have no idea what this is or how
yeah,
anybody
what the
used
fuck?
It.
What is it? What do you guys think it is?
Learning about that labyrinth that was more impressive than the pyramids. I mean, that's just a crazy statement. And I'm going like,
what does impressive mean to that guy? Scale or?
Yeah. I mean, like picture 1,000 room. I read somewhere 3,000 rooms, but let's say 1,000 rooms labyrinth underneath the pyramids and nobody's found it, which I think it correlates to that. It was actually pretty deep. And when you look at, you know, like Darren Kuyo, that thing I think could hold like 30,000 people and they lived underground and we don't know anything about that. I'm going like, well,
what is that? I don't know what that is.
Oh, this is a big
Darren
underground.
Kuyo?
It's a big underground complex they found that had airways, entrances of giant rocks that you could like push easily. And
like
they're
Indiana
like,
Indiana Jones shit.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, this must've been where they just kept people safe. The Knights Templar must have kept people safe here when they were traveling across these vast distances. But some people think that like these people moved underground because they had to live underground at some point during Earth's history. Maybe Ice Age, maybe too many meteors. I don't know, you know, like maybe to hide from aliens. There's a bunch of theories, but a lot of ancient sites.
They'll never see us underground. Stupid aliens. Like that's, built, I don't know about that.
Well, I know it's fun, but a lot of ancient structures and sites are built on previous important sites. And I'm going like, well, maybe these pyramids were built on the labyrinth and there's a reason for it. Maybe there's some sort of earth energy there or
what? Yeah.
Maybe they were built out of the labyrinth because labyrinth is just a hole, right? Well, where's all that dirt? Where's all that stone going from? You know, are those the source of many of the stones used to build the pyramids?
They know that bedrock in that area is not what the stones are made out of.
Right.
What's below the bedrock? The mantle? The crust? I don't know the words. What's below bedrock? What if you got below bedrock? What's there?
Right. Then I believe it would be molten lava. It's the crust.
Just right underneath the bedrock? Like in Minecraft? Don't dig down.
The crust is like pretty thick. It's like 90 miles of rock. Is that something?
Yeah,
right?
It's pretty thick. And you have igneous and...
The other one. Igneous
I think you'll see like volcanoes and stuff, or like geysers. If there's like perforations in the crust, like they would pop out and become volcanoes or geysers or underwater ones like that. And I don't think there's a lot of that shit happening around Mediterranean. It's not in the Ring of Fire, you know, it's not in near any mountains and stuff. One thing it doesn't have there is like a lot of volcanic energy. But maybe, honestly, like, do you guys know how this is done? But, you know, do you guys know how, I think we talked about it last time, right? How electromagnetism works, right? With like the flow of energy. If you have like a coil and some metal and movement, is there a connection here between, you know, water and some resonance with sound, you know, and some quality of, you know, mineral that has some, I suppose, supersonic effects, you know?
Most definitely. You know, that was the thing that turned my head the most about the pyramids, is that the outer casing stone is a limestone that does not conduct electricity. And then the ones they built it out of do conduct electricity. So take water, take magnetism, take electromagnetism, and you have this energy pumping next to the water. Like, this thing somehow, I think it was a power generator. Mm. It also had something to do with, cymatic energy, just stuff that we don't know about. We're learning about, but I don't know. Like, have you seen those stones? I forget where it's at. There's these steps. And when you rub a rock on it, the stone actually makes a frequency, and all seven of the steps make the seven different notes. And like, oh, these are the different chakras that correlate to these different cymatic energies. And I'm just going like, who thought to rub this staircase with a rock, and it's fucking reverberates a frequency? It's, yeah, I don't know.
Yes, that's a good metaphor. Another metaphor I was thinking, do you guys know, you know how like fluid mechanics works, Willie? And like hydraulics and things like that, how there's fluid mechanics and there's pistons, and it's just moving fluids up and down. And it can actually do heaps and heaps of force, and it's really fucking strong, you know? Sort of like that, like on a bigger scale, like with these tubes maybe, but maybe they're just for access. But I don't know, the fact that they're there, and it seems like such a impressive network, it makes me think that they have more capacity and more functionality, I suppose. You know, I really think that ancient people were just really skilled users of water and like canal technology and dams and just basic like Euclidean math about water and force and gravity and things like that, you know?
Yeah, but then why is there a sarcophagus? Why are there multiple sarcophagus there?
And they're like, most of those didn't have, I believe there's only been one body found in the pyramid. There's probably more, especially since a lot of the pyramids that later were like copied and not made as good and whatnot. But I think that those things would have different minerals in them to help them work in another way. You know, like they say that the King's Chamber has the same dimensions as the Ark of the Covenant. If that thing was housed in there, some gold radioactive energy collecting thing, then it's just lost technology.
We're not gonna use that. We figured out better ways. Than to make giant tunnels that we have to pump.
Those tombs would have been raided so much, you know, and they also are booby trapped a lot, right? And so you have to create disincentive systems, you know, to stop people tomb raiding and pillaging them. I suppose long mazes and labyrinths are a way to do that. But
that's interesting. That's probably closer to the more accepted version of it. And, you know, I will always say this. I know that you want to keep your pharaoh away from tomb robbers and whatnot, but also all of his stuff needs to go with him. And there'd be shit on the walls. You know, there's nothing on any of these walls.
I don't know.
But it just instantly oxidizes, you know, and like it doesn't stand the test of time, like a lot of the paint that was applied back in the day.
Yeah, or there's tomb raiders.
Yeah, completely molested, unless it's there's some kind of myth, you know, like this is not an honorable place. This is a scary place, you know, you're going to get fucked up if you're here. There's some ghosts and some curses here and things like that, you know, which is what a lot of skeptics say. It's like, oh, that's why people believe in the curse of the mummy and this and that, right?
Yeah, I don't believe in that.
Actually,
stuff.
Incredible booby traps. No, but like the most powerful booby trap is to say, don't go there, kids. There's a fucking monster that's going to eat you there, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
As a parent, right, Willie, if you don't want Moose to play with your stuff, you say, yeah, there's a monster in my toolkit, you know? Then he won't go.
I mean, it's funny. I haven't done that, but I definitely used the Santa thing, you know? And so even yesterday, Moose was saying, like, hey, he was, like, telling Santa stuff. He's like, hey, Santa, you know, like, I know you're watching me. Like, here's this message.
Oh, okay. Good one. Yeah. Yeah. Write a letter to Santa is a good one. And you practice writing as well. Yeah.
Santa's just God now, basically. He's praying to Santa, dude.
Which is, I don't know if that's better than being scared by a creature that doesn't exist. You know, like, oh, fuck. Which one's going to fuck you up more?
Well, Santa won't fuck you up.
But the belief system might crush you so
hard. Oh, well, who cares? Who cares if it? Listen, if that crushes you, you're going to get crushed eventually, right?
Like the revelation is like, oh, my parents care about me so much that they orchestrated that. You know, that's wow. I'm loved. You know, that's great. You know,
better than going like, oh, they told me the same stupid tales that this fucking stupid human race has been telling all the kids, is lying forever.
Or like, yeah, or like I got nothing because my parents were practical and they didn't lie to me and they value honesty. And it's like, thanks.
Wait, you did? Or that's
no, I'm just saying that's the alternative. That's the alternative, right? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you're
there's
the
no joy in that
for like everyone that believes in Santa. So then you're not cool for a couple years. And then
no, the kids who didn't believe in Santa were the coolest. No nerd was going around going like, you guys know Santa doesn't exist.
Yeah,
because you just get your ass kicked if you were a nerd.
Generally, the coolest had an older brother that let him.
Yeah,
let
yeah, him yeah, know. Yeah. That's how he turned it into such a dick, because like, he has an older brother.
It's like I get to sit at the grown-ups table for dinner, and it's like, well, you're a fucking loser. I want to be at the kids table, you know? I want to believe in Santa. I want to be a kid, you know?
I just want to know what it is. And I hope it's not water, because I would rather it be like a whole underground like deal, you know? I don't know why. That's just more fun to me.
Yeah.
Do the lizard people come up when you're looking at this stuff? Like the
not
inner
in this
Earth
world?
No,
it's just a different part of the world.
Do you think that they could?
There is a Nile crocodile though, like a Nile alligator. I think there's some lizards, some large lizards around there. Yeah.
That devolved from the lizard people. They just left a baby, one of their babies. They're like, it'll be fine. And he just turned into an alligator or whatever.
I have to bring up Edgar Cayce. You know, Edgar Cayce talked about the Sleeping Prophet, mentioned in a reading that underneath the right paw of the Sphinx, there's the Hall of Records, and it's not going to be opened until humanity is ready to receive that information. It was leftover Atlantean technology and the record of human history. And I'm going like, you know, so this Zahi Hawass guy that was in charge of Egyptian antiquities,
the minister of antiquities,
there's a special where they go into the Sphinx and he's like, they're like, what's down there, what's down there, this tunnel, and like, we'll see. And then they never open it up again, and they also, some of these tunnels they blocked off. And I know.
And I know you think that's nefarious in some way, but couldn't that just be like, there's a very dangerous place. Like you can get lost down here very easily. And also like, we don't want people fucking it up.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have a space car yet. So it's not like he sold the technology to somebody, but I'm going like that. I think if like, let's say that there wasn't information there.
If he had a space car, do you think he'd just be driving it around? Like, what do you mean? Where did I get it?
But there's like a gatekeeping of information from basically Americans, and Americans hate it, right?
Yeah.
Because that happens like in your country. You're gonna like look after stuff and go, no, fuck off. We're handling this, thank you.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about us, but we have to have our fingers in everything, man. So yeah, I think that's part of it. But like
probably oil and resources, I think, Wade.
Oh my god. If it's oil, then no wonder they're not fucking telling us about it. Like they don't want the pyramids to be fucking bombed.
Oh, yeah. You take the oil out and the pyramids will like crumble. It's like, we're going to keep these things. No,
but like, what if, like, I'm not saying it's oil, but like, what if there was like another like commodity or some other kind of like dispensable thing like sulfur or some more oil or some palm oil that is utilized in these, you know, caverns or that is like traded there. Some like aluminum or some kind of other natural resource that we're not thinking of, because Wade said, like, it's dumb if it's water, but what if it's not water? What if it's something else, you know?
Also, I wanted to ask, like, you said they've been pumping the water out. Is it fresh water or salt water?
It's got to be fresh,
I guess. But yeah, but there's so much of it, yeah. I think
water?
4 weeks or something, and they gave up, but and they wanted to do it more, but the minister said no, yeah.
Oh, the same guy.
But also, they did it for a long time and didn't get anywhere, kind of thing. And it's like that is like indicative of like this huge volume, you know?
Yeah. Like, what?
But they also aren't like scuba diving with like lights. Like, take these deep sea things and put them in there. I just don't know why. It's just that they just stopped. I know it costs money, but.
Well, but here's what I don't understand about the whole thing. It's like we've been people, humanity have been, I mean, modern us, whatever we're called. They've been in like the top three, right? So they know that. They know those are, it's real, right? They know that those are real.
Wait, you mean the Osiris shaft chamber?
Yeah.
Chambers? Yes. Definitely. There's pictures that you can pay a couple $1,000 to get a tour in there.
So people have been down there, but it's probably like, oh my God, like it's probably so expensive to kind of do, you know, like Jewel Cave, they're still like excavating it. They don't know. And it's discovered, you know, like 100 years ago.
That's an interesting thing because, okay, let's say this Osiris shaft, you're charging people $2,000 to go down there for a couple hours. And
this is a made up scenario that you're doing, or
no, this is real. This is how much it costs.
They had
to build stairs so that you could go down in there, right?
So
they basically created a tourist attraction, which stops them from being able to excavate it, because it's like, well, we're making money. Like, if we're going to excavate, then we have to close it off. And
I don't think so. I mean, listen, I don't know, but like, I just feel like you get to that part where the water is and then you're like, yeah, now there's another like 5 miles down there. Like, where do you even begin? You know, I just feel like it's almost like you would need someone to be like, here's the reason. You'd need like a project manager to be like, here's why we're doing it. And like, here's where our funding is coming from. I just don't know how you could do it without getting a shitload of money from someone, you know?
Yeah. And well, you know, just to finish the Edgar Cayce thought. He did say that there was a chamber underneath the right paw of the Sphinx. Later on, they did scans. They found a big chamber under there. Hasn't been explored yet, in quotes, you know? And I'm like,
pull that map up again, though, because like the shaft is just halfway between the pyramid and where the Sphinx is, right?
Well, there's actually a couple different maps I've seen where they've put it. One of them is like next to the Sphinx. One of them's on the way. They say it's in the causeway from the Sphinx to the pyramid, but a couple other locations are weird.
So but here, like, it probably, regardless of where exactly it is, it's got to be a part of this, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah, the causeway is the way up from, you know, supposedly the Nile ran here and you could get off your boat here and then walk up to the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's in between the Sphinx and the pyramid, the second pyramid.
So I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, it's crazy because he like astral projects or whatever to like see that shit.
So he goes into a meditative state and then as he's, he just kind of sees different times. It's like he's doing a reading for someone at, oh, you got to eat carrots or whatever, trying to help them. And then like, he'll just reveal information of other things. Oh yeah. Like,
but that's why it's impressive, because he just guessed. Right. And then it turned out to be right.
Yeah. And they haven't been in that, and it's closed off and you're not allowed to. And so it's interesting that, to go like, oh, if there is this whole underground tunnel system, I know that, you know, Egypt isn't going to go like, oh, that sleeping prophet American. Yeah. Let's go find that chamber he was talking about. Spend all this money and go find, you know what I mean? Like, to dig, find.
I just don't understand what the point of humans are. Like, I thought the whole point of humans were to like discover and think and like create. And now we've got these cool like underground places, and we're just like, whatever. Like, we don't need to look at that. Like, who doesn't want to look at that and know what it is?
100%, dude. It's strange, and they have a tight control over what of who does anything. But I'm like, they don't have enough money to fund what they want to get done, you know. So it kind of sucks. And they must, though, because the tourism there, it's the only place in the world I want to go. I know that I'm not a good parallel to humanity, but I'm like, I don't give a fuck about. I don't need to see the Bahamas. I don't need to see these vacation spots. I can imagine someone enjoying a vacation.
like no shade on like Egyptian people, but I heard like it's one of the worst or most frustrating places to go. Like if you wanted to experience that, or if you're an archaeologist and you want to dig there's so much involved in getting paperwork and permits. Some of it is just militarized and just cordoned off by the fucking army kind of thing. And when you're a tourist there as well, you also might get the whole, you know, the scam guys who are like, hey, I can show you an extra bit for 20 bucks or what, like whatever, and just take you all around the place and maybe don't give you the best experience, but you get an experience as well. You know?
But yeah. I was watching some kind of documentary. I think it was Egypt, and like the locals will just go dig and find like, you know, little fucking carvings or whatever, and then just sell them in the store down the street. And there's like thousands of them. You're not supposed to or whatever, but like, I don't know.
The black market in Egypt is just, it was so correct. Like Zahi Hawass was, he basically lost his job because he was like selling shit on the black market, and he's got books and he still says, no, I wasn't.
This isn't even black market. It's just like you walk into the store and they have them, and they're not allowed to tell you where they get them or whatever. I don't know what my point is, other than it's kind of incredible. I guess this is a different point, but it's incredible that like, just like some storekeeper is like, just able to go out into the desert and like just uncover these things. Like there's that many of them is what I'm saying. Like it's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. I get it. Yeah.
The crazy thing to me is I feel like when it comes to finding something important for humanity, there's gotta be even more red tape to allow that information to come out. Let's say they found how they built the pyramid. I don't think they're just, and it was different from what we said it. I don't think that information would just come out. I think that whoever is in charge or the military, they hold on to that and try to somehow, you know, but if it was in America,
this is my stance with all this shit, like the Tesla shit and stuff. I just don't think it's practical anymore. I feel like we've found out better ways to do everything. And like, this would be just like an outdated, it would be interesting, but I don't know that it's like the secret. You know,
yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying. I feel like the difference is it's, you know, in my head, all this ancient technology just used the energy of the earth, and so harnessing it was something that we don't know how to do. But if we did, it kind of parallels why we haven't gone back to the moon. Is that like the technology of building a space shuttle? None of the companies exist that make the O-rings or the weird chain, you know, like all those companies are done. So you can't make a space shuttle anymore. I know that that's a weird tangent, but I'm just going like, if we found a better way, it would take 20 years of developing it, learning about it before it actually got implemented.
But it's kind of like it's like semiconductors and like basically chips, right? Microprocessors. Like it takes a whole city, like a whole supply chain spread out over multiple cities to be able to do that. And Taiwan does that. And that's why it's this, you know, geopolitical bargaining chip, you know, and, you know, your fuckwit rapist asshole president is trying to bring that whole semiconductor and chip industry back to America. But you can't just snap your fingers and do that. No simpler than you can just say, hey, let's get space shuttles built right now in Florida or whatever. There's massive manufacturing capacity that's needed, and the innovation in that basically is only in China. I think even like Dubai, Saudi, I think NEOM's failed, you know. I think a lot of those vanity projects there aren't really keeping up with pace.
Right, but the problem with the whole analogy is we didn't lose that technology. We know the O-ring or whatever. We know the size.
Yeah, this institutional knowledge, it can be lost. Yeah, institutional knowledge can be lost, right?
Mm-hmm. But how's what did I say? Oh, I just think like if okay, 5,000 years from now, they find the space shuttle and they're like, you know, oh, this could have been like a spacecraft or whatever. But meanwhile, they're like fucking so much more advanced. Like they wouldn't ever want to go back to like what we had done is what I'm sure. saying. Like we're too advanced to like have to use water pumps and fucking Tesla coils.
Definitely. But it's like the knowledge is, it's not that you've lost the knowledge. It's like you can't do it at Costco, you know, you can't afford to do that now. Whereas maybe there's a way to do it that's cheap, or there's an entity that doesn't give a fuck about cost, you know, and can pay whatever just to get things done or something like that. Yeah.
I don't understand these motherfuckers. If I were a billionaire, I'd be like, I mean, how much money does Elon have? It's like insane. Like he could give $1 billion away and not even notice it. Right. So like, why doesn't he or any of these guys just be like, I'll drain that shit. Let's drain it and see what's down there. Like that would be so cool. Mm. Instead, they're just like, let's launch a rocket that can land by itself. Like that's kind of cool, but like doesn't really do anything for me. It's fun to watch, I guess.
Yeah, I totally agree. There's something there about the geography, do you guys reckon? Just because you know how Egypt and like the Sinai Peninsula, right? How it can, like the Mediterranean Sea wasn't always there, even like maybe, I don't know, 10,000 years ago, say, or whatever. Like that's only recently been flooded, right? The whole basin, is that correct? And it seems to be in this little knuckle, this little strategic buffer zone, close enough to where these rivers are as well that just, you know, run through it, and rivers bring energy. And I just feel like there's lots of, I don't know if it's oil. Well, there is oil in Sinai, obviously, but some kind of other mineral or some kind of a stone that's there, you know, or that was there that sort of enabled this as well, or that makes it like almost like a ley line, geographically and geologically potent, you know, and powerful.
Yeah, that makes more sense, especially just picture in these tunnels, if they found something of value, it doesn't benefit them to just go like, okay, put them all in the museum.
Yeah, I mean, well, okay, so what about this? Like when you talk about minerals or something, like, yeah, maybe they don't give a fuck about like the tunnels or whatever they were used for, but they found like, you know, I don't know, what's like a rare, so maybe there's helium down there and they're like, we know that the world's running out of helium. It's trapped below like these fucking underground lakes and shit. We got to figure out a way to get it. And then we'll make so much money on helium. But until then, like no one can go in there because like, if they do something, it could like release all this helium. It could be that, you know, it could be like, just like they found some rare thing. Like Mav was saying, like, and that's why they're so protective of it. I don't know that they would be protective of like, you know, jewels that some fucking Egyptian, like who even knows if their jewel, that what was valuable to them is valuable to us, you know? I mean, maybe it was gold. I don't know. Fucking.
At the very least, let's say they knew that these tunnels went somewhere, but it's all water. It's just like, you know, I'm just going like, yeah, they should just get a submersible under there. But it's also like, we don't need to do that right now. We're
well, Elon does shit. Have that little submarine that he never got to use for the Chilean soccer team or whatever. So yeah,
for that for that pedophile that
yeah. Oh, you don't like my idea? Christ. You're a pedophile. That's like, gotcha. Well, let's wrap it up though. So it's so curious. There's gotta be something down there that they're whether it's like rare minerals or
that's,
I guess,
that's
treasure.
My whole thing is that, like, so this thing, yeah, there was a documentary where he showed the opening underneath the Sphinx, you know, in the Sphinx. And he's like, we'll be going down here soon. Nothing happened forever. And
is, like, this guy, he must be old by now, because like everything you say is this one guy, right? Has he been in charge for like fucking 40 years or something?
He, like I said, he got fired for selling shit to the black market, but he somehow, he was so big there that they kind of gave him, I think he tried suing them and then they just gave him his one of like a job comparable back. So he's still involved.
It's like an authoritarian government.
So really this guy's just a scapegoat, right? I mean, he's doing what Egypt wants him.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, why do countries hide up this stuff? Because they don't want to reveal, like, oh shit, we've got this claim to this resource, or we've got this claim to this cultural heritage maybe. And it makes it really fucking awkward if it proves that, hey, there were Greeks here back then, or, you know, there's some kind of awkward on the archaeological record. That's usually why stuff gets covered up. I don't know so much about this particular area, but I could well imagine that, you know, particularly given all the, basically it's not too far away from like Jerusalem and stuff. So what if you found that Jesus is like, what happened to Jesus in his 20s? What if Jesus in his 20s was doing Egypt? You know, I don't know, just an example. Yeah.
He's doing the water. He's doing the Egyptian water park for that whole years or whenever he was gone.
Yeah,
exactly.
The he's turning Egyptian into water park that they don't want to talk about because they can't make a water park that good.
Oh, it's amazing. You go underground. As long as you can hold your breath for more than 2 minutes, you're good.
Guys, I think we solved it yet again, guys.
It's Jesus's water park. Duh.
Those pyramids are just different rides.
Yeah, well, they're just place markers for where you would enter the different rides. Yeah. I got in trouble when I was a kid because I went to what's the Sphere Disney place? Epcot.
Oh, Epcot, yeah.
And I really wanted to walk up the stairs. They have like an Aztec pyramid there with stairs, and I really wanted to walk up those stairs. And so I like left my family because they were taking too long in the candy store or whatever. And I went over to the stairs and I was like, oh, you can't walk up them. It's just for decoration. And then I was lost for like 4 hours. Like I couldn't find my family. And then I got yelled at. Yeah. Oh, the point is like the line would start at the bottom of the pyramid and it would go all the way, it would wrap all the way around the pyramid until you got to the top. And then that was the entrance and you were going, or wherever that weird like chute is for the air. Like that's where you would start. They needed a long queue is my point. Okay. So it's Jesus's water park and you're welcome everybody. And write to the Council of Egyptian Heritage to open those up for us.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with just letting them know they're doing a bad job.
Yeah, just write to them. Mob King, do you have any... you said you didn't have anything to plug or anything, so
real life sci-fi. Anybody?
Oh, yeah. Okay, great one. Plug the Patreon. Say how good the Patreon is. Is it good? Actually, just answer honestly. Is it good or is it a waste of money?
Patreon's good. You can get bonus access to 2 extra episodes every week. The no sci-fi or the super sexy more, where Wade and Willie both perform naked, oiled up as well.
Yeah.
I think it's Egyptian Musk, you know, bringing it back on topic. But also there's a page, there's a Discord as well. You get a Discord chat and sometimes
how's the Discord
sort of
going?
Into the shows too. Yeah.
Are people still over there doing stuff?
Yeah. It's okay. It's pretty quiet, but I mean, every time somebody posts something weird, it's high quality. It's high quality though. Like whenever someone finds something that's like real life sci-fi style, they'll share it in there and it's good.
I got to remember to get on there. I just, I use it for work. But thank you. That was a very nice plug. And thank you for being here. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Willie, do you have any kind of plugs or final thoughts or anything?
I don't have any plugs. I just want to say this real quick. I'll be brief.
That's never a good sign.
Hang on. I'm buckling in. Hang on. I'm buckling.
Yeah, I'm actually going to get a drink while you do this.
I just feel like a lot of the information that we have isn't right about antiquity. And I'm just hoping that by uncovering things that we don't know about, we might learn something. And the whole point of me even saying this is like how you were saying earlier, Mob King, how like, yeah, some of these countries can like all work together with one common goal. And that's just not what any other country does, because we're all just separate corporations now. And, you know, I'm hopeful in thinking that if we found out something about some ancient society that could help us apply that to our society. You know, I know that's a big thought, but I'm just going like, I do think that there are big secrets that are being kept from us because they might be unifying. I think Egypt definitely has a different set of science, technology that I don't think it's alien. You know, even though I think aliens are here, I don't think it was just alien. I think that it's just lost. And I think finding it would help us. That's all.
Believe what you want. I don't think there's any point in recorded history where we've ever gotten along. It would be amazing if there was ever, because if they all got along, what happened? They're dead now. All the shit's gone.
Yeah.
What happened? So if they got along, they did a shitty job of getting along, right?
I mean, so we need to create a group that can survive with all of these corporations. We need to like take them down, or build ourselves up in a way that we can't be taken down.
Not gonna happen. We lost. It's over. Thanks everybody for playing. But there's like three winners, and they all have more money than the rest of us combined. So I'm sorry, Willie. You're one of those guys who like in high school in the 90s or whatever, you're like dressing all 70s and stuff. Like you'd long for a time that is no longer and probably never was, where everyone had the secrets. Yeah.
It was on a pedestal for me, and it wasn't like that either, you know.
No, but yeah. This is also, it's just like one question mark on the map. Like we look in the map, oh, there's a question mark. Boop, boop, that's Egypt. That's super hard. We can't solve that one. But there's also Göbekli Tepe over here, and there's a different government, and maybe there are more. And there's also, boop, there's one in Indonesia, and there's this one in ancient Australian territory that we found in some cave, maybe. And depending upon where it is, maybe we can only be more positive and work with those governments and those territories and those scientists to be able to just get better access to what happened, you know?
Yeah, we could, but we have to deny science and build more bombs. So I don't know how we're going to do both. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And Patreon.com/RealLifeSciFi. We're going to continue the conversation on our more sci-fi episode. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Trust no one. Believe.
Yeah, trust no one. That's the deal.
I know. What? Who's trustworthy? Trust someone you've known.
I think I'm pretty trustworthy. In fact, I know I am. I'm just going to say I have a lot of integrity, and I will never fuck anyone over intentionally. So if you want to make me the leader of the trustworthy team, I could do it.
Kendrick. Trust Kendrick.
Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, trust Kendrick.
Is that a song?
Just trust him. Like, he can be in the cup. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, he seems cool. Also, he's short, so I'll look taller, you know, standing next to him, which is cool.
I trusted Bill Cosby for most of my life, you know?
Oh, douche.
Can't trust a comedian. Did you even trust Bill Cosby once you started hanging out with comedians and you saw, like, how unscrupulous and horrible they all are?
Bye.